that's not looking plays right now?
Yeah, it's when you watch games especially, you can break it up however you want to do it. It's finding a way that works for you personally. And I'm still trying to find that because at Oklahoma State we had about 10 formations and you could kind of break it down by formation. So it's pretty easy. Whereas here we have so many different ways we can do things. And so you got to find what works best for you. And I'm still working on that. So, that's the biggest difference. And I think it's just, like I said, getting a routine, understanding what you're looking for, not just watching the game to watch a game. You know, when you turn on the Packers, it's hard not to watch Aaron Rodgers do what he does against defenses or whatever, you know, but you got to really look at what, you know, we're trying to get done against that defense. But I'm learning, absolutely.
So this week, did you read Twitter, watch SportsCenter, listen to the radio?
I still haven't watched SportsCenter. I don't watch SportsCenter. I have checked Twitter, and there's been a lot of positive response, and I've responded back to some people. But, no, I've never been a big SportsCenter guy. You know, I'll watch the Monday Night Football and do all that stuff. But, like I said, it's when it's good, you don't want to listen to it. When it's bad, you don't want to listen to it because you'll get yourself in trouble both ways.
You've always been a confident guy, though. But what does a performance like that do to your confidence?
Well, I think it just shows me that I can play at this level. The Bengals got a good defense. They were a playoff team last year. And, it gives you that self-confidence that you can make all the throws. You can do the things to put your team in position to score touchdowns, score points. And, you know, we scored more points in that game than we probably scored offensively as ones throughout the entire preseason and everything combined. So it was, confidence-wise, it was good for me. Now I just got to build off of it. You know, be consistent and do it 2 weeks in a row.
Were there any throws you wanted back? Did you have a single ball where you were like?
Yeah, there was a couple. The one to Mo, the seam route, just barely missed him. Barely missed. He got kind of tugged by Clements. He kind of getting a little, tugged his jersey and just barely missed him. You know, I like to have that one back. But for the most part, I threw the ball right where I wanted to. And gave my guys a chance to make a play.
Brandon, they've got a pretty intimidating defensive line right now. What do you got to do to
fortunately,
avoid
I don't,
dealing with that?
I don't have to block them, so I'm not worried about them. But they are good. They're good up front. They're too deep all the way across the board. A lot like the first time we played. Even the Bengals have a good front four. But we can have this conversation every week because every team in this league is gonna have guys up front that can really play. But they're very good up front. They got Mario and the other guys that can really rush the passer. So, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge week in and week out. But I think, I've got complete confidence in the five guys in front of me, including my backs, that those guys can keep them off me, and I can sit back there and go through my read to make plays.
Now, understanding that it's a work in progress with Massaquoi or anybody else, but you've thrown to Massaquoi a lot. When did it start to click with you and Mo, and where's that headed?
Mo was one of those guys, I clicked with him pretty much immediately. I mean, I would say my first couple days here is as a Brown, I think he's one of those guys, he does everything right, and he's so decisive when he runs his routes. You know exactly what he's going to do, and that makes things so much easier for me. I can rely on him, I trust him. He's going to make a play, he's going to do everything he can to, if he's not going to catch it, nobody is, and as a quarterback, that's comforting. So he's a great player. I've got a ton of confidence in him, and it started from day one. He's a guy that I went to day one that I know is going to make plays for a long time.
How are you doing with your progressions? And Coach mentioned that he thinks you're making progress in that area and even checked down at appropriate times.
Yeah, I was talked to a lot of people about that. I mean, in college, it's funny because usually someone's always open. I mean, Josh Cooper was always open in college. Justin Blackman was always open in college. It's not really the case like that anymore. I mean, we've got good receivers, but the guys on the other side of the ball are just better across the board. So, through my thick skull and as stubborn as I am, I got to realize that, sometimes those guys are going to get caught man-to-man. They're not going to win, so I got to find my backs. And that was one of the big reasons I had such a effective day the other day is I was able to find those guys. And I'm still progressing. I'm still getting better at it, but I think it was really an eye-opener, using those guys as much as I did and finding those guys to make big plays because, I can't get greedy. This league, you can't – in college, I got greedy. I stuck balls in some tight windows because I knew I could, and guys were a lot more open, but that's not the case here.
Can you talk about you guys obviously don't want to go 0-3. How important is this game?
Yeah, there's so much football to be played, but you don't want to put yourself in a hole where you're digging yourself out. And, even though this isn't a conference game, I think it's still – nice to get on the right track. You got to kind of build some momentum before we play Baltimore on a short week. So, I was talking to somebody about it. I mean, you want to win them all, but I think playing right at the right time is what's most important in this league. If you can get to eighth or ninth week and you're, you know, 6-2, 5-3, you're putting yourself in position. And then you start playing well. That's what, you know, look at the Giants last year. You know, they played right at the same time. They ended up winning the Super Bowl. So, you know, we got to start winning games. And that's all there is to it. And what better week than start that this week?
You know, we asked you about ball security a lot in the preseason and even in week one a little bit. Wasn't an issue in week two for you. What did you do to kind of solve that for a week?
I knew where I was going with the football, so I got the ball out. I wasn't getting caught with the ball. You know, there's a couple times they did get to me, but you know, I just sensed I could sense them around me. Whereas in the first couple of weeks, I was so worried about what was going on down the field. I think that you know, you kind of lose that sense of feel in the pocket, and that's all it was. You know, they come and they come fast, and so you just got to have a feeling. You know, when they're behind you or in front of you or up in the middle, whatever it is, you got to have a feel for them and be able to take care of the football. And if you do get sacked, yeah, it sucks, but it's not the end of the world. You can move on and play the next down. Whereas if the ball's on the ground, you know, you're in trouble. So I take a lot of pride in that, and I'm going to continue to keep working on it.
A couple more guys. Is Buffalo's approach somewhat similar to anything you've seen so far? I mean, they're all 4-3 so far. Are they still within their scheme? It's notably different than the two teams you've seen so far.
I would say they're a little bit of a combination of both. I think they have guys off the edge that play a little bit of a wide nine, will rush off the edge like Philly did. They'll play some quarters just like Cincinnati did. So they'll do some of the – a little bit of both of what teams we just played. So which will be good for us. They're a good defense. You know, Buffalo's you know, they're stout, especially up front. They've got guys who can really play. They drafted the corner. You know, Gilmore can really play. And, you know, so they've got guys who can play. So it's going to be a challenge for us, but I think they're kind of a combination of the two teams we played
in
week one and two.
How much does Trent running the ball as well as he did open things up for you passing?
A lot. A whole lot. I mean, having a guy like that where, you know, they're not going to put guys down the box and they're not going to do certain things to stop him. I tell you what, it takes having a back like that, having him run the way he did on Sunday, takes so much pressure off me and not only me, every quarterback in the league. I mean, if you can run the football effectively for four quarters, more chances, you're better chances of throwing the ball well for four quarters. I mean, that's just, you look at it, it's just the way it works. And so, you know, him having the game he had, I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I played the way I did because in large part, you know, with the effects of him running the ball so well.
Mary Kay, last question.
You were looking forward to watching his touchdown catch again on tape. What did you think when you saw it again?
It was just as good as it was on tape as it was from my view. I mean, you know, him making the guys miss and spin move and doing all the stuff he did, I mean, that was pretty remarkable. I mean, he's a stout guy that he's tough to bring down. I mean, they were trying to rip the ball out there, trying to do all kinds of things to him, but he's too strong. I mean, he's just he's dynamic, and it was a heck of a play. You know, I'll look back, and I'm sure I can always find a highlight of it because it was that good of a play. So, you know, for me, being selfish, I can always say that was my first touchdown pass, and it went to him. But it was a pretty special play.